Blog Talk Radio.
Happy Friday. Welcome to Sports Friday edition of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. We have a lot to talk about, and I said a lot. And also, I see where Rich Roughneck is online and my cousin Linda is online also, so you know they have a lot to share and talk about. But first of all, call in also, 714-490-0614. My switchboard disappeared, so as soon as I can, I'll be able to pick your calls and also chat if you're in the chat room, and then also you can hear what Cousin Linda and Rich Roughneck have to say also, because they have a lot to say. Rich Roughneck and I have been playing phone tag all week. I hope you all enjoyed and checked out Brian Cuban's show yesterday, The Revolution Rant. Well, we had so much fun. If you missed it, please check it out, The Revolution Rant, hosted by Brian Cuban. I mean, my goodness, we talked about everything. And I myself, I don't ask you all to do something I don't do. Create a listener profile so you can chat in not only Culture Shock Entertainment Reports chat room, but chat in other some of your other favorite host chat rooms also, because we had a ball in his chat room. Boy, they had me cracking up like literally throughout the whole show. I mean, my goodness. But it is Sports Edition of Friday, and you all know I need to play one more song by Dread Days, and then we're going to talk a lot of sports. And those of you but I must say this, the young man that I announced at the end of the show yesterday, Pierce Crawley, was found safe. Yes, the White Plains 15-year-old teen that had been missing since last Friday, I was notified that he has been found safe. And when I find out more information, I'll tell you all, but what's important is that he was found safe. So, yay. Hopefully we had something to do with it, right? But whenever, I'm glad he was found safe. So, yay. And those of you that, George, my friend George, would like everyone to know that his dad's funeral will be Monday. Dr. Harmon, Doc Harmon of Harmon's Drug, Pharmacy Drugstore located on Ferry Street. George would like everyone to know that his dad's funeral will be on Monday at the Ferry Street Baptist Church at 415 North Ferry Street, Jackson, Mississippi, 39202. And you can direct, I'm saying this, direct, if you can't make it, you can direct your sympathy cards and flowers to the church also, and Collins Funeral Home is handling Helen funeral arrangements. But we have to talk NBA, and also T.O. was released from the Wranglers. Oh my God, we talked about T.O. Doing the Revolution Rant yesterday also. But here's a little bit of Dread Days. You all know I have to promote those guys. Friday. Happy birthday. Today's your birthday. Congratulations if you have graduated. By the way, I didn't mention to you all, my niece, Nicole Gregory, graduated also in Callaway class of 2012 this past Saturday, my alma mater, and also Ridge Ruffinate's alma mater. Cousin Linda is a graduate of Lanier, which all of my brothers and sisters, they graduated from Lanier also. So shout out to JPS. We are all three products of JPS, and Stepman was in town the other day. He met with a lot of Mississippi superintendents down in Raymond, Mississippi, home of the community college that I attended, and a list of other people like Faith Hill and Leon Lett. But I'm not quite sure. He might have been at Eagle Ridge or somewhere else, but I know Stepman was in town promoting one of his newest book and meeting with a lot of Mississippi educators. And I know they had a blast with Mr. Stepman because he's an inspiration of mine. You know, you can validate yourself. I love it when he talks about validation, self-validation. And I have a secret to tell you, which won't be a secret anymore. Cousin Linda, this is not the day to talk about it, but Cousin Linda went on a date with Stepman before in the 70s. Yes. So, maybe she'll tell us a little bit about it back in like next week or something. But I want to shout out to those who have poked me this morning. Carl, Susan, I'm talking about on Facebook. Those of you who are not on Facebook, poke us when you get your friend's attention. Carl, my friend in UK, Carl and I would like to get parts, small parts, supporting role parts on Dallas. Carl said he would literally give his right arm. I don't know if I could get any limbs cut off, but I love Dallas. And Carl said he would fly to the U.S. because I was talking about how badly I need to, you know, focus on losing my weight so I can get some kind of role on Dallas. So you all be sure to support Dallas also because it is premiering. I can't believe it, in less than 2 weeks on June the 13th, a two-hour premiere. I am so excited, and I see a lot of my Facebook friends are excited also. And then those of you that are too young to know about Dallas, I mean, I just have a feeling that this is going to be a good return to TV. I might be wrong, but let's support it so they can get picked up, you know, for a new full season. And same with Bethany's new show. Let's support her show also. But today is Morgan Freeman's birthday. He turns 75, and Griffin turns 86, Pat Boone, 78, Ron Wood is 65, Ronnie Dunn is 59, Lisa Harper Black, 56. I seen her husband, Clint Black, earlier this week on Good Morning America. He looks amazing and sounds amazing. Alanis Morissette, 38, Santana Moss, 33, Heidi Klum, 39. And happy birthday to my friend Benjamin Bradley also, and my neighbor Corey. Benjamin Bradley is in the band Ready to Move band, and also he happens to be George Harmon's one of his best friends also. So shout out to Benjamin. Today's his birthday, and my neighbor, I think Corey, is turning 17 today. So happy birthday to my neighbor Corey. What's up to you today? Marilyn Monroe was born as Norma Jean Mortensen in 1926. Wow, Marilyn Monroe, so awesome. And it's more news, but like Cousin Linda and I say, this is from the Dallas Morning News newsletter. They're in Dallas, but they always know more than me what's going on here in Jacktown and Mississippi news and so on. But I mentioned Morgan Freeman. It's his birthday today. My uncle, Cousin Linda and our uncle William, whom we call Uncle Mutt, his birthday is tomorrow. And his wedding anniversary to our late Aunt Bobby. Uncle Mutt, I've talked about this last year, Uncle Mutt and Morgan Freeman resemble one another a lot. Honestly, Morgan Freeman might have Uncle Mutt on height, but you were looking at their face and so on. Anybody who knows me and knows my uncle, William, knows I'm telling the truth, resembles Morgan Freeman very, very, very much. But we're going to go ahead and talk sports and talk with Ridge Ruffneck, and going to do a quick rundown right quick of the Western Conference and the Eastern Conference schedule. We see that the Thunder went ahead and beat San Antonio, so now the conference is 2-1. And the next game will be Saturday at 8:30 Eastern Time on TNT. So now it is 2-1 The Thunder won 102-82. I didn't see the game. I know many of you did, but I can't believe it. But I can believe it because the Spurs are bad. This is their first loss in 50 days. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Do you all think we're going to see the Spurs in Miami? Whomever it would compete for the title, it's going to be an awesome game because all four teams that are competing now are awesome. So Monday game five will be at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Game six, if there's one, will be on June the 6th at 9 Eastern Time. And if there's a seven, Friday, June 8th, on the date June the 8th at 9 Eastern Time. And the Eastern Conference schedule, of course, there's a game tonight at 8:30. And there's a game on Sunday at 8. That game can't be at 8:30. It must be 8:30. And then Tuesday on the 5th, another 8:30 game. And Thursday at 8:30. And Saturday, June the 9th, on at 8:30. So I'm just doing a rundown of the schedules right quick. But you all, if you're tweeting, tweet NBA playoffs and tweet NBA. And be sure to sign up for the newsletter, NBA Daily. Because this is filled with so much information regarding the finals. And yesterday I talked about the Hornets getting their winning the lottery. The number one, they won the number one pick. So this is going to be amazing when 2012 NBA draft comes along on June the 28th. So that's all I got to say. And we have another 25 minutes to broadcast and. It's time for Reg Roughneck and Cousin Linda. Cousin Linda would like to make a comment. Cousin Linda, put your press 1 when you would like to speak, Cousin Linda. What's up, Reg Roughneck?
Morning, Beth. How you doing?
How are you?
I'm hanging in there, sweetheart.
Aren't we all?
Yes. I wanted to start off first by, last week I had just got that story about Brian Banks, who was exonerated after 5 years in prison and was sentenced to a 10-year stretch for a rape that he was accused of doing, and the young lady who accused them of such, they sued the school and won a $1.5 million settlement, and she was somewhat reluctant to speak about what.
They sued the high school.
Right. He was an all state, all prep linebacker at Poly High in Long Beach, California, which is the same high school that Snoop Doggy Dogg and Cameron Diaz went to.
Yeah, exactly. I talked about how Coach Pete Carroll is like the first in line offering to go, want him to come try out for the Seattle Seahawks. Because,
ironically,
it was USC and Coach Carroll who offered him a full scholarship at the time that he had gotten in trouble. But
that's right.
Yeah. Coach Pete Carroll already had told him, come on and work out with my team and try out. And five more, you might know the five other teams, and five other NFL teams would like him to try for their teams too. But go ahead. And a lot of people don't know the full story. So,
well, it appears that part of the reason why the young lady came forward was because someone recorded her speaking about how she had gotten him in trouble in the first place. Of course, we don't have all the details, so we're just going to allege that that's what happened. But whatever caused her to go ahead and step forth, it's just great because, he had suffered enough behind what happened, because that cost him a guaranteed scholarship and definitely cost him a run for the NFL a lot sooner. Now, if he accomplishes his dream and succeeds in the NFL, then I guess we'll just say that was a dream that was delayed but not denied.
Exactly. But you know what? That sure is a good thing that she did come out and tell the truth, if she knew she was on camera or not, because someone whom you know that I had been date raped as a teen by friends, guys that you knew and hung out with, you know, and I kept that in me forever, and I do not talk about those so-called friends that date raped me, but it is it's good even for me, someone who was date raped as a teen and did not tell anyone. You know, my story is like the opposite. That did not tell anyone nothing but my two best friends and made them vow to secrecy. You know?
Had you spoken up, that wouldn't have been more. It wouldn't have been a lie, though.
You probably would have gotten in trouble, you know? But
probably I would have.
And being a popular teenager, I didn't, my reputation and who would people believe me? And it didn't dawn on me to recent years that they might have spread a rumor saying that I did have sex with them. Back then, the word was used around a train on a girl, you know. But I'm glad for him, and she should feel relieved, too, finally telling the truth, you know.
Yes.
But they had won the lawsuit, so what are they going to do about that money?
Yeah, that's all that's, you know, that's pretty much what's going to be remaining is how they're going to handle this. Because now there's going to be some legal repercussions for what has happened now. What does that entail? No one knows as of yet, but they're still trying to work through and sort through what had happened. But I just wanted to make a little quick speech about it. I know our time is pretty much limited, but I definitely didn't want to talk about the playoffs.
But that's good and important. I'm glad you brought that up because a lot of people, so much news has been happening. And that story broke during the same time that story broke in Texas when the interracial teen couple, the gentleman I think was like a year older than his girlfriend who happened to be another race, had gotten locked up for having sex. Now, you know what I'm talking about? You remember that story? That story broke around the same time.
Vaguely, but not right offhand.
They were dating. But the gentleman who was African American, the young lady was Caucasian, you know, he got in trouble for like statutory rape or something. Because I think it was like an age difference. He was like 17 and she's like 16. But
okay. I know what you're talking about. You're talking about Tory Hunter's son. Tory Hunter plays, he plays for the California Angels. Yeah, his son was involved in that particular incident.
This was in Texas.
Right, that's the one that happened in Plano, his son was involved. His son's 17, the girl was 16, and they was going to charge with having sex with a minor, well, pretty much statutory rape, only because she was still legally
a couple,
still
boyfriend
their
and
child.
Girlfriend. Yeah, and they were boyfriend and girlfriend.
Right. And I think his name was Darius Hunter, if I'm not mistaken. That's his first name. Matter of fact, Tory Hunter took a leave of absence from the team to attend to that matter.
Okay, what happened to that? What happened with that story? Because that story broke
down
the same time.
What happened on that one is that the girl admitted to some other people that, you know, that nothing, that, you know, he didn't force himself on her and nothing inappropriate happened. But that was a case of a bunch of kids hanging out at their parents' house while the parents are gone or at work or whatever. They're having a little party, a little get together, and it got a little wild and a little out of control. And when they found out that they had sex, of course, you know, when the issue hit the fan, she at first screamed and said she was not willing in it, and they just took it, and then that just turned it into a big stink. Then, of course, they had to go through what happened. Yeah, in the end, they wound up dropping the charges.
Okay,
and,
that's what I thought.
But yeah, you did, since you brought up, that's exactly what happened.
Okay. Okay, because I remember those stories happening at the same time when he was exonerated. I was like, I remember another story during that same time.
Right, that was right. Yeah, that was probably about a week before this Brian Banks story came out. But yeah, but it was about in the same timeline. Yes.
Okay, because I know a lot of listeners are thinking probably the same way I'm thinking. Also, I might sound crazy, but I'm not crazy by myself. Because I'm like, wait a second, it was a bunch of stories breaking in that time regarding teenagers and sex. So I'm very happy for Brian Banks. Did you tell me you had emailed him? Because I considered inviting him on the show.
Yes, I emailed him, and I'm going to try again. That's going to be like an ongoing thing for me to try to get into and try to get a word in with him and learn a little more about the case.
Yeah.
Like I said, that was a harrowing story to hear about. And, of course, you know how I feel being accused of some very sadistic crimes, and then you haven't had to clean up your reputation because, you know, you're automatically guilty until proven innocent in today's society now. And then public opinion is definitely another thing you have to consider as well.
Yeah.
So I know what it's like to be vilified as a monster and then find out that the whole thing was just a perfectly concocted lie that the police just gladly don't mind taking because, you know, their assumptions and their presumptions about us, you know, not that much to say anyway. I want to try to get back to the playoffs because when we even talk sports, we were talking about crime and justice.
About who?
We've been talking about crime and justice. You know, we're about to turn into a whole entirely different show.
Yeah, I guess I'm talking about Brian. I hope you had an opportunity to listen to Revolution Rant yesterday because I turned you on to it yesterday, not like early in the day. I was hoping you'd be a part and listen to the show. Yeah, we're talking crime and justice. So shout out to Brian if he's listening to the show this morning. We're reversing it, Brian. We're talking crime and justice, and we're talking sports though.
Well, yeah, it's still sports. Yeah, there's an athlete involved in some sports stories. So we got a little trifecta going.
And really talking crime and justice when we have O.J. on the show. But O.J., we will not be talking about legal stuff, you guys. And Reg did send a letter to O.J. earlier this week. I don't know if I should be blurting it out. But you all know I've been wanting to talk to O.J. Either through interviewing him for an article or on the show. And Reg reached out to him earlier this week. So hopefully we'll be hearing from him soon. And I'll be reaching out to him real soon also. So, you know, we're not backing down because we want to know how OJ's doing and what's going on. So it won't be a legal show, but it'll be about sports and about how OJ is doing now. I know some of you all probably say, well, you need to go jump in the lake somewhere. But we want to know what's up because mainstream is not covering what's going on. And Reg, last week, didn't his attorney and he try to get like another appeal?
Right, yes. They're trying to file another appeal on his behalf for the armed robbery charge that he's currently in prison for now, which, as we both are well aware, it was indirectly connected to the murder trial that he was acquitted of. And they just basically used justice as revenge, you know, to try to get him incarcerated. And as much as I would like to feel that eventually justice will win in the end, but in this case, you know, how many people do you know go to prison for stealing their own stuff back that was already reported stolen? You know, let's just look
weapons
through the legal part.
Didn't they have weapons on them?
That was never really determined whether or not they had weapons or not. It was.
Oh, really? They allegedly had weapons.
They right. It was always alleged they had weapons, but no one never really said that he, they don't have really any proof that he went in with a gun, much less when I. But all they had was the audio evidence of him saying, "Do not move," and that he wanted, you know, he wanted to get his stuff back. And you know, if that were the case, when a person robs the bank and says, "Do not move," is he automatically going to be charged with kidnapping as well, because he never took anybody anywhere? So the fact that he just said, "Don't nobody move," which is what they said is their basis for giving him the kidnapping charge.
Oh,
and
okay.
I'm sure we all know now that Judge Glass, who presided over his case, let's just say she was very well compensated for her efforts, because now she has her own judge show.
Wow.
So Judge Jackie Glass got a nice little kickback for her efforts. So, I mean, I just think there's a whole lot of ethics and everything involved in what had happened in that, you know, all the way around.
Wow. Well, we have about 10 more minutes, and Cousin Linda would like to make a comment and, I guess, talk about some sports. And we have another caller, too. Caller, if you would like to make a comment, please press 1 from the 404 area code. Good morning,
Good morning, Rich. I'm fine. How are you?
Good morning.
Talking
sports, crime.
Yeah, I'm more familiar with crime than sports. You know, I kind of got out of sports. I don't really keep up with sports that much, other than I did see some articles on T.O., and I was just wondering why he couldn't make it, you know, with the Wranglers. That would have been a really good job for him.
I know. I'm freaked out about that. So what happened?
He refused to appear at a charity event, and plus they said that he was not being a team player. So I don't know. He evidently has some kind of mental issues, I think. After being on Dr. Phil, you know, not paying child support and everything, and then he had a promising career still, and
yeah,
he blew it, so I don't know.
I was talking with Brian Cuban on his blog radio show yesterday, and Brian was talking about how many kids T.O. had. Brian talking about he had about 8. How many kids?
Oh, I was going to say 4. I don't know.
Oh, my God. So
the math is staggering.
I was surprised, like when I found out like a year or two ago that he wasn't being responsible with his kids' child support. Because I'm a big fan of the T.O. show, and he would have a couple of his kids on the show. So I thought he was a responsible dad. But
he evidently has some kind of issues, something that we don't know about. Like when he signed with the Dallas Cowboys, I don't know why he bought 2 expensive condominiums almost next door to each other in downtown Dallas.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
One problem is for his friends and family whenever they come to Dallas.
Well, they were quite expensive properties, and if you're not going to pay cash for them, there's the possibility that you could lose one, you know, due to not making mortgage payments. And he did end up filing bankruptcy and lost both of them.
Yeah. So they just foreclosed on one, I know, recently, and I think earlier this year, because I think I emailed you a story about the other one was on the market.
Mm-hmm. He lost both of them.
Wow.
Well,
I thought T.O. had a good...
Thank you much when you get fired on your day off, huh?
I thought T.O. had, like, 3 more good years in him. I promise you.
Probably more than that if he would just straighten up and fly right.
Yeah. So what's going on with the T.O. show? Because I love that show, but he and his friends, the ladies that work with him, they split like a few months ago. Did they ever reconcile? I'm talking about Yeah. Because, you know, it was rumored that they had been getting more money than what they should be getting sometimes.
Well, when you are a star celebrity, you know, like Terrell Owens, who's an athlete, you're going to have a whole bunch of hanger-ons and, you know, people in your entourage that you have to take care of, you know, and, you know, you're buying all these condominiums. You know, like, perfect example, you know, Michael Irvin has 16 other siblings. And, you know, and then, of course, their family, you know, he purchased several homes within the Dallas area, you know, to accommodate all them, because Lord knows he was about to have all them in his house.
He manages his money properly, right? Michael Irvin does, right?
He manages money a lot better than most, considering how many people he had to tend to and take care of. You know, but, you know, Michael Irvin...
And he was a much higher caliber player than Terrell Owens, too.
What you're saying, because of Linda T.O., he spends money before he have it in the bank.
Mm-hmm.
That can be a very serious downfall to a lot of athletes. A lot of people, when they have their money coming in, they don't know how to handle it. And then when something bad happens, they're left holding the bag. So Michael Vick was definitely one of those that, you know, when he got his little front money and everything, you know, he started splurging, trying to take care of all his friends from the neighborhood, trying to show everybody, you know, if I come up, we all come up. And then you saw what happened to him when that ish went down.
Well,
so
these athletes should have learned from the entertainer. Lord, his name escaped me just that quickly.
Hammer.
MC Hammer. Prime
and T-Bounce, when T-Bounce went through what she went through in the early days, even Will Smith, he was just blessed to have a comeback when he and DJ Jazzy Jeff made all their money together doing music. He talks about how he lost all his money. Thank God he is multi-talented. Because Will Smith talked about how he just splurged on his family and friends and would take everybody to the theme parks, and then all of a sudden he didn't have any money. So he was like, the second time around when I started making money, he said, I started budgeting my money better.
And you know what? People don't appreciate it when you're doing all that for them. I don't know if it's jealousy or what, but those so-called friends seem to resent you more than love you more.
Wow.
Well, yeah, that is true. And I mean, as one of my other friends who used to play the NFL, he played like 13, 14 years in the NFL, he called that taking a bath in the leech pool.
Oh, my God.
That's how he defined it. You know, everybody got to go to college all of a sudden, and people want to start their own businesses, want you to stake them out on that, and it just goes from one little thing to another. And then, you know, then even some of them go as far as emotional blackmail, like, hey, cuz, you remember the time when I beat them four guys up for you? You know, I took a knife for that for you, cuz. You know, and next thing you know, cuz got to break them off $100,000, get them a nice house and whatnot, get them a nice car. Next thing you know, cuz is broken 3 more months, coming back again. Say, cuz, that didn't work out for me. Can you spot me another one, you know? And
well, we only have about 2 more minutes. I'd be glad when we upgrade this to 2 hours so we can really have time to talk.
Kidding.
What are the predictions for the who would be the crown to Western Conference winner?
Go ahead, Kim. Go ahead.
Who would be the Eastern Conference champ and who would be the Western Conference? You have any picks, Cousin Linda?
No, I don't.
Okay, because it's Miami and the Celtics for the Eastern, and it's San Antonio and the Thunder for the Western. All four are great. Okay, Reg?
Well, I'm going to stick with my original pick and going to say it's the Heat from the East. And the Spurs are in the West, but I will say that this thing gonna go 7 games between them and the Thunder because it's gonna be who gets the ball last and has the last shot in the 7th game. That's gonna decide who wins it all for the West.
Okay. Okay. Well, you know what? I really don't know. And I love the Celtics and the Heat, but I'll go with the Heat with the Celtics. And because the Heat is like, yeah. And the Spurs and the Thunder, wow. The Spurs, you can't play. If I was a betting woman, I would put my money on the Spurs to win it. But Thunder, they are ready. So I don't know, to be honest. But if I was a betting woman, so those of you out there gambling, I'd put my money on the Spurs. But Thunder, don't be surprised if it's Thunder and the Heat, and it's going to be on.
Ah, Thunder and the Heat. That almost sounds like a forecast for the weather out here, too.